The last items in the exhibition are issues of the Marvel Comics series Truth Red, Black, and White. These objects bring the imagery and issues raised in Pippin's Mr. Prejudice up to the present. Look closely at the image on the cover of The Math, the fifth in the seven-part series. Here you see a black head with red eyes set against a backdrop of red and white with black stars. Encircling the head in repeating rows are numbers, written in a font designed to evoke the numbers tattooed on the bodies of concentration camp prisoners during World War II. While the Double V campaign lost traction by the end of 1942, the symbol of the Double V as a call to arms for racial equality did not. One of the places it surfaces is in the 2002 Marvel Comics series Truth, written by Robert Morales and drawn by Kyle Baker, where it appears both as a tattoo on the arm of African-American superhero Isaiah Bradley and on his shield. For those of you who follow happenings in the Marvel Universe, you might recognize the name Isaiah Bradley as the character resurfaces in the 2021 TV series Falcon and the Winter Soldier. The Truth series takes place at the same time as and intersects with the Steve Rogers storyline of the Captain America comics. In Truth, the character Isaiah Bradley is among many African-American soldiers used for early experiments with the Super Soldier Serum before the U.S. government deems it safe enough to try on Steve Rogers. The series is based primarily on the Tuskegee experiments conducted by the United States Public Health Service working with the Tuskegee Institute from 1932 to 1972. The subjects of these experiments were 399 black men in the late stages of syphilis. Without their knowledge, these men were used to test what would happen if the disease was left untreated. In issue 5 of the Truth series, Isaiah Bradley, the only African-American soldier to survive Super Soldier Serum experiments, is sent on a suicide mission to the Schwarzbitter concentration camp to free Jewish prisoners being held there. At the camp, he witnesses firsthand experiments being conducted on prisoners that very much resemble those that were conducted upon he and his fellow black soldiers by the U.S. government. Though he is captured by the Nazis, Isaiah eventually escapes only to be court-martialed by the U.S. government and sentenced to prison for his remaining years. His crime? He borrowed the Captain America suit in an effort to protect himself when he was sent to Schwarzbitter. Once again, a black soldier is not given the same treatment as a white soldier, and in imprisoning Isaiah Bradley, the U.S. government threatens its own fight for victory. It loses one of its strongest weapons in fighting Nazi Germany.